Dave, I'm an addict. I'd be lying if I said I was very comfortable standing up here talking about what is the NA program. I didn't put together a big speech or anything like that. I was always told to share my strength experience and hope. I could sit there and just memorize what the reading, blurt it out to God, but that's not what the NA meeting is. Or the Narcotics Anonymous program means to me. It means a whole lot more than just what it's in that reading that we read every time we go to a meeting. NA, for me, saved my life. You know, without Narcotics Anonymous, and without these dreams, I would not be able to stand here in front of a group of recovering addicts sharing my small experience and hope. And with these dreams, I'm going to I have learned in my own recovery that it's a big part of this program. However, there's a lot more to it. For me, being came to these rooms, and by coming here and saying, my name's Dave, I'm an addict, I started accepting the fact that I am an addict, you know, and that was where it all began. You know, by admitting I was an addict, I was able to admit other things. I became able to accept life on life's terms, and accept, you know, other people for who they are, which is one of the best things about this program, is that it does not discriminate. You know, anybody, regardless of their age, race, sexual identity, creed, religion, lack of religion, you know, it doesn't matter, like, who you are or, you know, what your background is. You know, this program is only focused on one thing, and that is staying clean one day at a time. And for me, it continues to save my life on a daily basis. I can't say, like, you know, what the NA program is, like, from the world's perspective. Like, I can't, like, look way back and say, you know, this is what the NA program is. I can't do that. I can only share, like, what the NA program is to me, you know. That's what this program's taught me. You know, I was first introduced to NA in a rehab when, you know, basically my whole solution to life and life's problems was to take myself out. Never did I think that addiction is more than just obsessing about the drugs. It's about trying to find something external to validate myself as an individual. You know, there was never a time where there was enough drugs or enough friends or enough women. You know, there just was never enough. You know, I got to a point where you know, I could not, like, resort to any more drugs or alcohol to feel good about myself. You know, this program has given me. At that point, that my thinking was 90% the shit that I was pissed off about in the past. Why life gave me a raw deal. Why was everyone. That I it took me to that point to realize that. You know, by going to those meetings and the rehab, you know, I started seeing things. I started seeing people just get honest, like, break down, cry, just getting free, you know, of the demons, of the disease of addiction, by telling on their addiction, to give their addiction less power. And to me, that opened my eyes. I remember being in a client. I felt so at home in NA meetings that, like, I ended up running six self-wilderness rehab. I'm still sick at the time. I ended up running six NA meetings in a row. But I felt like I could relate to these people. When I got out of rehab, I followed the suggestions. I went to a meeting. And I had nowhere else to turn. I felt like just, my family was basically at the point where they it was my bottom. It was my bottom. And I came into the NA rooms, and somebody came up to me and gave me a hug. And I'll never forget that, you know. I felt like I was being understood for the first time in my entire life. All the crap and all the shit that I had done in my past did not matter when I was giving that person a hug. I felt like I was at home. And I started listening to the message of other recovering addicts, strength and strength. They came into the rooms and how they get clean and how they stay clean. And I saw a miracle working. One person came, and one addict not taking up the day is a miracle in my life. And some days I forget that. Some days I get so caught up in life that I forget that an addict staying clean one day at a time is a miracle in itself. NA to me, you know, is more than just going to meetings. It's more than, you know, just going to meetings daily. NA to me is like a way of life. It's how I live. This program is not what I do, that's what I do. I share it. It's how I live. I've got 23 hours in a day outside of it. Whether or not I listen to the strength, experience, and hope that I heard in that meeting and apply it to my life. It was a big part of me to remain honest, open-minded, and willing when I first came into these rooms, you know, the Howley program. You know, that Howley program is what's kept me clean on a daily basis. This program is giving me so much more than just the abstinence of drugs. It's given me a reason to live. A little nervous right now, so just trying to reel it in a little bit. like I was saying, NA is more than just staying clean on a daily basis for me. It's about helping the other addict that's struggling. It's about going, doing service. I went to my liquor. The message I kept hearing over and over again was service, service, service. Give it away to keep it. And that's become a big give it away to keep it. One addict helping another is without parallel. I went to the psychiatrist. I went to the doctors. I thought that I had a moral deficiency and, you know, not this disease called addiction. And I went through all these other routes, and none of those things did what this program has done for me. None of those. Nothing has ever come close. Just 2 months ago, I've had the privilege of being a sponsor to somebody. And that in itself has boosted my own program to a level that I never thought would be attainable for myself. I find myself going back, doing the readings, sharing with somebody else that's showing the willingness to get this program, that somebody that saw something in me that he wants. And that is, you know, a feeling that I can't even put into words to try to describe. I mean, I get choked up just thinking about that. Because there was a time in my life when I thought nobody would want what I had, you know. Why would they want this mess that I created? Why would they want all this garbage in their lives? And this person saw something else in me. And, you know, it's a truly humbling experience. You know, NA is bigger than me, you know. When I first came into the rooms, NA was my higher power, you know, because I did not believe in God. I hated God when I came into these rooms, you know. I felt like I went to God with these foxhole prayers and was like, God, why aren't you helping me out, you know? Like, God, I swear to God, if you get me out of this one, I'll never use again, you know, just throwing those prayers out there. And, you know, coming into these rooms, I totally forgot where I was going with that. I apologize. NA is something that I know I can go to an NA meeting anywhere and be welcomed for who I am as an addict. You know, this is not just... I got it now. Yeah, when I first came into the rooms, NA was different than me. You know, I needed to stay clean one day. And... because I was shooting up the foxhole prayers, and God, you know, I felt, was turning his back on me. And in actuality, what I was doing was just living life. When I came into the rooms, you know, I was very hateful towards God. And I remembered somebody saying, just had good, orderly direction. God. And that good orderly direction was the people in the rooms, the people that wanted to help me stay clean one day at a time. When I worked my second step, you know, I was told to look for the evidence. I was told to take a step back and look for an example of God working in my life. Those instances that were more than just coincidences. And by doing so, it grew to something bigger, because I was having coincidences happening in my life that were so apparent that I could just not turn away and walk away from them. I had to admit, like, yeah, okay, I get it, higher power, you're there. And, you know, that's one of the things I like about this program, is that it gives me the perspective today to take a step back. You know, instead of just reacting immediately, because of working the second step, I'm able to take a step back from situations in the past which used to just mind fuck me, you know. You know, the basic tools of being able to step back, to retreat, reflect, and then react. You know, that basic tool right there has given me an ability to differentiate when my addiction's talking and when I'm talking. When Dave, the recovering addict, is talking. That's only because of this program that I have that ability today. Because of this program, staying clean one day at a time, and everybody sharing their strength, experience, and hope to me, when I've shown the willingness to get it, has kept me clean for 22 months. And I know that if I continue to do what I do on a daily basis, one day at a time, pray, call my sponsor, read literature, help another addict, get out of myself, get out of what's going on up here, that I can continue to stay clean one day at a time. I can't say that I can stay clean for the rest of my life. I just can't wrap my head around that. You know, I can only say that I can stay clean today. You know, NA is my family. NA is my higher power. And I owe my life to NA. I know that's not the 45 minutes that I was supposed to fill, but that's all I have. Thanks for letting me share.
Okay, I'd like to introduce the second speaker, Brad S. from the We Do Recover group of NA in the State College area.
My name's Brad, I'm an addict. Yeah, I kind of wish I had a different topic. Covered a lot of it. No, I just want to start by saying, you know, hey, I am very nervous being up here. First time I've ever spoke at an NA function. Grateful for the opportunity. Grateful for Laurel Mountain Highlands area for having me out here. Got to thank my higher power. Without a higher power, I would not be here today. Probably be dead. You know, my support group's sponsor. Just got a lot of gratitude. You know, growing up, I had a huge fear of speaking, let alone public speaking. And, you know, through this program, I'm able to have enough courage to stand up here and give it a shot. My first instinct when somebody asked me if I want to speak is like, no. But, you know, that's not what I was taught. So, what is the NA program? It's so much. There's so much to it, you know. It's a lifesaver. Definitely saved my life. It was a lifeline. You know, I had an opportunity. I was struggling, just using, getting worse and worse. You know, I pushed away, so far away that I would call them to show up, and one of them was sick in the hospital. And luckily, you know, they loved me enough to come offer me a way out, offer me some help. Whatever reason, enough pain, whether it was a higher power moment, moment of clarity, whatever you want, what it was, but I just said yes. You know, they asked me if I wanted to get some help, I said yes. Said if I did, I remember being nervous, but I went and I just kept going. I didn't use it. wanted to stop using it right now. So I was tired, getting tired. And my life was a mess. Wrong. But that drug is getting tired of it. So I sat down a little bit. Service in general, you know, coming up here. I don't do this. But, learning, you know, to get my own stuff because I'm afraid. Thank you. day has shown me a way to be a member of society. You know, I got a job, I got a full-time job at that. Sometimes I'm you know, I feel like a functioning member of society today, and I feel good about myself, better. You know, there's still days where I don't feel so good about myself, but I feel a hell of a lot better about myself. You know, I can look myself in the eye in the mirror, look other people in the eye, and talk to them, instead of just being in my head all the time, hating myself, and looking at the ground, basically, because I got so many secrets and hiding who I really am. Portray an image of that. Want people to think I am. I've learned a lot about my upbringing and you know, I know it's just out. love that weed and recovery. Sometimes, kind of sucks sometimes, but it was exactly what I needed. So I got to move out next weekend on my own. Checking in with a higher power, you know, I kind of did the fake it till you make it thing. You know, in rehab, they said, go to bed tonight, so thank you for keeping me clean. I did that. I woke up the next morning, and I said, please help me stay clean today, you know, because it was a safe environment. It was in rehab, but I definitely could have left, you know, for some reason I stayed there. Something was wrong. See a higher power in pretty much anything, just depending on how open-minded I am throughout the day, you know. So I'm extremely grateful for my power. And, you know, being that I work the first step and the minute that I'm powerless, I'm not just like a or something, or just
bullshitting after a meeting ever, so you know, just hanging out. Just had true friends. You know, like, I didn't know what that meant. You know, the friends I grew up with judged me, put me down. I didn't listen to them. And, you know, towards the end, it got to the point where the only people I had around me were the people that I wanted something from, and you know, the reason they were sticking around me was because I wanted something from me. I still think about those people sometimes, and I don't know where they are. I haven't had contact with them. I pray for them sometimes. Yeah, I don't know if they're at us or not, it looks like it, but I do believe that, you know, only I can die.
Kept everything inside. I didn't know what it felt like to express emotions. I didn't know what feelings really were. You know, like I was having them, I guess, but I just never talked about them. It's like the first handful of times I actually felt something, like, you know, like the definition of feeling, like it blew my mind because I wasn't used to that. I'm sure I had that those experiences when I was younger, but I can't remember them. Once I was using, you know, the only thing I felt was the high, was the drugs. Taking care of myself today. I used to do that too.
raised taught me just to take care of myself and do the right thing. And now I'm, like, working back the other direction. You know, the more I do good things, feel good about myself, the more I act that way. The more I feel good, you know, like the whole, if you want self-esteem, do esteemable acts. And, you know, that means a lot. I have some self-esteem today. You know, it's gotten tremendously better. What else is there? I don't know, man. NA is a beautiful place. Going blank, but, you know, I just got a lot of gratitude for NA. You know, it's crazy, man. It's crazy how it works. You know, it's a place for sick people to get better. Go and talk freely, and I know that I'm not being judged, and feel safe, and feel better about myself, and doing that helps me to get away from my own self-centered being, you know. And it still just blows my mind, you know, that people came up with this program. It's free of charge, you know. No cover charge at the door to come into NA. And the opportunities are just endless. I don't know, more will be.